Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and we are at the Future Framed, the platform organised the EFP, and I'm very pleased to be joined by one of the participants of Future Framed for this year, Tonchi Gacino, our director of tourism, which was screened today, so we'll ask him about the reactions of the film. And he's representing Croatia. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So let's start off with your film that was presented today, that was screened today here at Carlo Vivari, Tourism! Exclamation mark. What can you tell us about the story of the film?
Yeah, the film started as a small concept, a frame which I could fit many scenes from the summer in Croatia. So I took, I basically took one summer in Croatia and filmed like 10 scenes or something like that, 10 stories, and put them together in a narrative which really corresponds to the place, to the people, and
fantastic.
The film follows really the workers in the tourist industry, and not that much tourists as themselves. So you see like these workers which struggle to make a living, really.
Yeah.
And the summer is hot, and there are many people coming, so it's difficult in the time.
Ah, there you go. How much footage did you have by the time you were finished shooting? And what was the selection process of the footage that you used?
So we shot around 35 hours, and the final is 50 minutes. So it's not bad. It's okay. And the first selection process was to select, to pick scenes that could correspond to the idea we had, and to pick scenes that had characters, really. So that was our first goal. So first editing decisions was to make scenes, to construct scenes, and then to put them together in one big narrative.
Did you go by feeling, or did you have something in mind already before you started cutting the film?
Well, we have like a few transitions from scenes to scene which corresponded one to another real good, and I knew it while filming that will happen, and the rest was really by feeling.
There you go. Okay, so the film was screened. Let's start off with the reactions of the to the screening. Were you happy? Were you pleased with the way your film was received here in Carlo Vivari?
Yeah, I'm pleased, especially since it's Czech really are a bit of characters in a film, so they have a small role, like smaller. But it was a real pleasure to screen it, especially since Carlo Vivari is a touristic town, and
it is, and it's a beautiful town too.
So I hope that it corresponds to the people's feelings here.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy with the reaction to the film. But while we're on the subject, of course, you are one of the participants of Future Frames this year. Well, could you tell me a little bit about what's happening in these days?
So we are just interviewing, and the next thing is to see a couple more films of the participants, and to have fun with it later.
Oh, really?
And to like meet people and talk about films.
And you've received some mentoring from different talk speakers. One of them was Felix van Groningen, and then from the Israeli Film Institute, I think.
This was great, because it's always great to hear like other people's experience in making films. And especially since you can talk to them, you can ask them questions, and it's to get like really close and personal with the concepts of other people.
Terrific. And now yes, we get to talk about your future. Is there anything you're working on right now? Any future ambition? Any future projects?
Well, we are just developing a feature documentary, and we will start to edit a short one, but mainly, I don't know, really. who knows?
Let me ask you another question. Documentary, but are you also thinking of fiction?
No, I don't think of fiction. I'm mainly a documentary director. I don't know why. I don't have a real answer to it.
Okay. Yeah.
But documentary is something that drives me. That I want to put like these these stories, especially from Croatia, that really talk through me, or in a sense.
There you go. Well, thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.